It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Last year, New Jersey made headlines when it became the first state in the country to allow internationally trained doctors to join the fight against COVID-19. In April 2020, during the worst days of the pandemic in the region, Governor Phil Murphy issued an executive order giving temporary medical licenses to foreign doctors.
This is a state where the immigrant experience is writ large in our collective history.
But WNYC's Karen Yee reports the program frustrated some of those doctors because it never really got off the ground. She joins us now by Skype. Karen, good morning.
Hi, Michael.
This executive order was a pretty big deal when Governor Murphy announced it. Back then, COVID care overwhelmed hospitals and exhausted healthcare workers, as we remember. Did this program help alleviate some of that strain, though?
Well, there were 1,100 people, mostly immigrants and refugees, who applied from all over the country, Louisiana, Florida, South Carolina. They all had to be authorized to work in the U.S., but ultimately, only 35 of them were issued a temporary license. I mean, it was a well-intended program. Think back to April. We were at the peak of the pandemic. There were more than 8,000 people in the hospital, with hundreds of people dying every day, and there were more than 300 deaths the day the program was officially launched. So the healthcare system was in desperate need for PPE, and more staff, and the governor was looking for anyone who could lend a hand. Volunteer nurses, recently retired healthcare workers, and this was just another way to help, tapping into this pool of underutilized medical professionals who just happened to have been trained outside of the U.S. The Migration Policy Institute says that in New Jersey alone, there are 14,000 immigrants with health-related degrees who in 2017 were working in lower-paying jobs or were out of work altogether. Nationally, that number was 263,000.
Karen, do we know why more people were not licensed?
There were pretty strict parameters as to who qualified in the first place. Only doctors who practiced medicine for at least 5 years and were not out of practice for more than 5 years could apply. And they needed to provide relevant documents like medical licenses in other countries and proof of their education and experience. According to the State Division of Consumer Affairs, some applicants couldn't verify they met these requirements. In other cases, the group that certifies international doctors couldn't verify the applicant's license was still in good standing in their country. And that can be because their country's licensing office may have been closed due to COVID or for other reasons.
Now, Karen, you actually spoke to a few of the 35 doctors who were able to get their temporary license. What was their experience?
Mostly frustration. I reached out to almost every one of the 35 licensed doctors, and the few who got back to me said they weren't able to find work or really help out in any way. Here's 49-year-old Jignesh Bakil.
A bit of a shame. I already have more than 16, 17 years of practicing back in the UK, so I just wanted to dive in and see if I can be helpful to anyone.
Dr. Vakil was an emergency room doctor. He now lives in New Jersey and works as a medical director at a pharmaceutical company. But he says he filled out his availability on a state form and never heard back. Another doctor, Halil Erol, has more than 20 years' experience in Turkey. He actually tried applying to jobs independently once he got his license instead of waiting for the state to contact him.
I applied for maybe 6 months, 7 months, a lot of places, hospitals, clinics, you know, emergency clinics, outpatient clinics, inpatient, everywhere. None. Zero.
He says no one called him back. You know, I also reached out to the largest hospitals in the state, RWJ Barnabas, Meridian Health, Bergen Newbridge, and none hired anyone from this program.
Okay, so even the handful of medical professionals who managed to get a license weren't able to use them. Do we know why not?
Well, I'll say that these licenses actually expired last month, and the program is now on hold since Governor Murphy ended the state's public health emergency in June. And really, it's unclear how many of the 35 doctors were able to work or volunteer with their licenses because the state doesn't appear to have even tracked who got hired. Part of the problem was that the doctors said the state didn't provide any guidance or any sort of follow-up after they gave them the temporary licenses. This is Dr. Erol again.
It should not be that hard. We have the license, we have the medical school training, everything. So what do you want? Just find the hospital or clinic, whatever, and we are ready to come and serve there.
I spoke to the American Society of Physicians, and they said there were other barriers too, like the fact that these doctors couldn't get reimbursed from insurance companies because they didn't have malpractice insurance. The state waived this requirement to get malpractice insurance, and the executive order did have language offering liability protections, but those were limited. So that's still a risk for a potential employer looking to hire these doctors. It's generally really tough for doctors licensed in other countries to work in the U.S. when they move here, no matter how much experience they have. You know, normally, in order to work in New Jersey, they have to take a 3-part U.S. medical licensing exam, which is costly, and then they have to redo their residency here.
You did manage to find one doctor, though, who was able to pitch in during the pandemic. Tell us her story.
That's Lubab Al-Qureshi. She's a refugee from Iraq with more than a decade experience as a pathologist. She says her license from the state lasted through February, but for some reason she is not on the list of 35 doctors the Murphy administration gave me, and they haven't responded to my questions as to why. But she wasn't actually able to get paid for her work. Instead, she used her license to volunteer to administer COVID tests at nursing homes.
It was really good because I was doing really something meaningful and I got the respect. I was recognized. But I mean, this is unfair to be recognized for a while. You were in a dream and then a good dream, and then you wake up to face the reality.
The governor's office says they are evaluating the program and they'll consider reinstating it with improvements if there's a need for it.
Wow. WNYC's Karen Yee covers New Jersey. You can read more on this story at Gothamist.com. Karen, great job. Thank you for your reporting.
Thanks, Michael.